one of the things I struggle with the most is knowing that he died for me. Someone as sorry as me, he died for, and I put him on that cross. And he suffered insurmountable pain for me. And you know what he said when he was going through that is, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do." I still don't know what I do. I still don't know why. I can't wrap my head around it. I can't wrap my head around why he would save someone like me that's lived the life that I've lived. I've drug my salvation through mud. I've been just as low as anybody you've ever met. But I'm standing here today trying my best to preach his word.
Amen.
And I'm thankful today to be saved.
Amen.
And I'm thankful that maybe one day you will if you're not. And that I'm praying for you. And I ask that you pray for me. I'm just thankful that God stops by here every once in a while, you know, that he graces us with his presence and just fills this church up with his spirit. And you can truly feel it here. I'm thankful to be a very, very small part of this church. I'm thankful that they took us in, you know. Up until we joined this church, I kind of felt just like an old vagabond, just going around with no purpose at all, no means, no nothing, no, nothing, you know. And come here, I feel like my life has purpose again, you know. I've had times where I didn't even want to walk past the mirror because I was ashamed of what I seen in it. Ashamed of the life that I've lived. But through God's grace, he has mercy. I'm thankful that I serve a merciful God today. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here. I hate that Brother Jeff's sick. You know, like I said, he called me this morning and said, "What do you think about preaching this morning instead of this evening?" I said, "Oh, Lord." But, you know, the message is still the same, whether it's in the morning or the night, you know. So, you know, I'm just going to do the best that I can here. I'm thankful for everybody that come out today. Thankful to see each and every one of y'all. Thankful for our visitors. Like I said, I pray you feel at home here. This place certainly made us feel at home. We come here, and I guess right at a year ago now, and just kind of never left, you know. But this church has welcomed us with open arms, and they'll do you the same way. If you don't have a home church, we would love to have you here if the Lord's leading you. My thought today is, you know, it's no secret that we're living in a time that, you know, as soon as you make a mistake or as soon as something goes wrong, it seems like the whole world's just quick to cast you out, you know, just quick to turn their back on you, quick to cancel you, I guess is the term everybody uses now. You know, that's the first thing that we try to do, you know. You know, we want to get on Facebook or whatever and just put everything on blast, you know. And we're living in a time where, you know, I had my thought and I've lost it. We're living in a time that we're, everybody's just so quick to judge, you know. It's so quick to judge. It says here in James, In the first chapter, 19th verse, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not to the righteousness of God. So when you do stuff like that, when you get on there to talk about your neighbor, we're supposed to love thy neighbor. When you do that and you're so quick to cast them out right here, it says right here that we're supposed to do right the opposite. When someone's hurting and someone's made a mistake, why don't you open your arms to them? Why don't you hear their side of it first before you start passing judgment, you know? If everybody done that to me, then I wouldn't be standing right here for sure, because you'd already have your mind made up about me before you even got up here without hearing my side of the story, you know? I've failed miserably in life up until this point, and I still make mistakes each day, you know, but thankfully I serve a merciful God who shows mercy on my soul for the things that I've done, you know. It's a work in progress for sure, you know. I still fall short every day I do. And a lot of people have said, "Well, you can't do this no more, you can't do that no more, you're a preacher now." Listen, God called me to preach, not to be perfect. I'm not going to be perfect. I'm going to make mistakes time and time again. But I truly try to do better each day. I've made steps in the right direction. But sometimes I feel like you take one step forward, two steps back, you know. But I can promise you, as hard as I'm working, the devil's working just as hard to undermine everything that I'm doing, you know. And but I'm thankful today that I have a merciful God who will show mercy on me, even though I don't deserve it. I truly don't deserve it. But I am thankful. I want to read y'all one more passage here. It's through Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away for you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Amen.
Don't you think if God can forgive you for stuff you do, you can forgive your neighbor?
Amen.
I've been told a few times, you know, once you get done, just sit down and shut up. I mean, that's my message, guys. That's all I've got. I'm thankful for each and every one of y'all. I'm thankful for this opportunity, and I love y'all.
Amen.